Appreciate you giving some time to us today. The session opens today, and usually the first day is, at least in the morning hours, right? A little ceremonial. Tell us what will be taking place today in the Capitol building.
So the governor will be in the Capitol this morning to address both chambers of the Senate and the House for his State of the State address. Didn't happen here because of COVID, of course. So we're looking forward to that. And then the Supreme Court justices will be there. So yeah, a lot of dignitaries this morning to just give us a status of what is going on in the state as from their view and perspective and what needs to happen. So then we'll get down to the real business, which we've only got 20 days and a lot of work to do in 20 days, Duke.
Well, it is a budget year, so of course Governor Gordon's comments, I'm sure, will revolve around that. And you know, in during the 2020 when COVID happened, the state made all those cuts, and Governor Gordon had that 10% across the board. How are things looking now as you guys head into the budget year? What appropriations work has been done beforehand, and what's the budget currently looking like?
So Duke, I got to give a shout out to Representative Evan Simpson. He's been on the Joint Appropriations Committee, and he's been down here for 4 weeks working on that budget that the governor has proposed. And kudos to the governor. After the 15% cut last year, he's trying to hold the budget essentially flat again this year. So you know, even though we cut the state budget by 15%, a lot of us didn't feel any impact from that. So it was a good cut last year, and we want to hold that as much as we can. But there are a lot of kickers that they want to add back in, so we're gonna try and hold it so that it doesn't rise again. Now that we have a little bit of money back, a lot of people think that let's go back to business as usual, but that's not the idea we want to go into this with.
Representative Scott Heiner previewing the upcoming legislative session, which begins this morning. Representative, another hot topic of conversation that's going to take place, of course, is redistricting, and that's been a hot topic for the last several months. And you guys got to figure out how to find time to work all that into this thing as well.
Yes, there's four main things that we have to address. It's the 2-year financial plan for the state, the budget. There's also how to spend the over $500 million in COVID federal aid, relief aid from the federal government. And then there's the redrawing the state's legislative maps, which we have struggled with as a legislature. That has gone through our Corporations Committee, and it's not being resolved on an expeditious manner. And there's been a lot of politics involved, but it's going to be a battle in the chamber. There's a lot of feelings. We're trying to do what's right for the people, but in the back corners, people are still looking to improve their own districts, and so we've got to prevent that. The fourth thing that we've got to deal with is one of our House representatives is allegedly not living in his district anymore. So as a House, we need to deal with that issue and decide what to do about that. So those are the four main things. And then we've got over 400 bills that have been proposed in these 20 days to deal with. And so I just don't know how we can get to all of that.
That's Representative Scott Heiner this morning. Well, Representative, appreciate the update. Thanks for your time. Anything else you'd like to mention today as the session begins?
No, I just encourage everyone to watch on YouTube as much as they can. Stay in touch with what's happening here in Cheyenne. And email your legislators with your ideas or comments, because we do look at those things, and we try to represent our constituents. So if we know your comments, what your state feelings are, that comes into consideration as we try to do what's best for the state.
Representative Scott Heiner joining us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. You can follow the session at wildleg.gov. Find your local legislators and contact info on there as well, wildleg.gov.